They told me that I would be stationed at Parris Island, which I have never even heard of Parris Island. After I had enlisted, they sent me to Macon, Georgia, where I was sworn in. And from there, they told me I would be stationed at Camp Lejeune. So I was thinking that Camp Lejeune was part of Parris Island, either Parris Island or part of Camp Lejeune. And once arriving at Camp Lejeune, kind of looked at me and laughed, said, "You're not going to Parris Island." I said, "That's all white training camp." I said, "Where would I be going?" He said, "Moffett Point." And that's the first time I ever heard of Moffett Point. I missed two buses because I couldn't get on because it was loaded down with white Marines. So I waited on that third bus before I could report in around about 5 o'clock that afternoon. It was a real dark day, real cloudy. I reported into a guy by the name of Corporal, named Slade. And he looked at me and asked me, "Where was I from?" So I told him, "Georgia." He said, "Well, you one of them bad so-and-so from Georgia." I said, "No, I'm not bad." He said, "Well, let me tell you something," said. "When you report in here, your first word will be sir, and your last word will be sir. Do you understand?" I looked at him, I said, "Yeah." So that time he jumped up, grabbed me in my collar, slammed me against the wall. And said, "What did I just tell you?" I said, "Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir." And once I was on the outside, I got to thinking to myself, I said, "Well, you always want to join something. Now you're in the Marine Corps. What have you got yourself into now?" After we had been training for 9 days, he had to come and inspect us, Sergeant Major there, see how we were coming along for drilling and whatnot. And I think I had one little hair left in my mustache there. He looked at Sergeant Burns, which they call him Blood Burns, said, "Sergeant, this man got hair on his face." And I had just a little string there. So I had to do up and arm shoulders for that one little string of hair. I remember very distinctly I went on a hike. And at this time, I had a fever, nose running. But on the way back, I got kind of behind. So the DI, which was Wild Luther Blood Burns, caught me halfway. He hit me across the thigh with a cypher limb. So they had one of the boots told him, said, "Well, Private Cody is sick." So the reason why I went on that hike, because I didn't want to be put back in another platoon, suffer the consequence of making it on through. Marines now have a better opportunity than it was when I was in there. And it's not so much discrimination as it was when I first came in. Well, what really impacted me was that the training was really tough and really strict. So which inspired me in a lot of ways, you know. Made me be determined to finish what I'm starting, even though it was hard and seemed like it was impossible. But it made me more determined to finish it.